Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Life Transforming Advice, share number 30. There's a very well-known story about Rabbi Saul Salanter that he wasn't in the shul by Kol Nidreing on Yom Kippur because as he was walking to shul, he heard cries of a child, an infant, that the mother left him alone while she went to the shul to daven. Rabbi Salanter taught that each person's obligations are dependent on his own situations. In other words, the mother's greatest mitzvah is to take care of her children. So she shouldn't feel bad that she's not able to go to shul. She should feel a tremendous simcha of performing a mitzvah when she does what might seem as a mundane task to others. But that's Kodesh Kadoshim. The Ali Shur brings this down, probably in Chelek Aleph, page 270. So this is a very important yesod overall. Same thing, for example, if someone on Yom Kippur is not allowed to fast and they eat, they should do it with a simcha. They got the psak, shmartem esnafshei seichem, they do it with simcha. So your specific mitzvah depends on unique situation and your circumstances. No two people are the same. They're not exactly in the same situation. This famous Gedolei Yisrael that got upset when a particular person decided, I'm going into full-time learning. And they were told very often, no, you are in business and you help people, you're mefarnes people. You could, be mitzamsim, you're working, but don't give it fully up because the Klal Yisrael needs you for that. So again, it's a sensitive, personal type of a thing to really know what your kishroiness are and what you're doing to know what the right thing is. So going back to mother of young children, she may have studied for a profession and she may have ideals, and there's nothing wrong with it. You have many in some communities where they are a mother of young children and yet somehow figure out a way to also bring out their talents of drawing and music or giving shiurim if they're capable of that, and so on and so forth. But the bottom line is when you're taking care of young children, it's easy for a person to sometimes feel frustrated. They feel they're not using their full potential as they imagined they would. But if she looks at her situation from the Torah perspective, she could overcome the frustration because Hashem is giving her this gift. And that every act of kindness towards her children is an act of chesed. Every single spoon, don't think it's because your own child, it's not chesed. Adarabah, every spoonful food that she serves, every piece of clothing she puts on, every diaper she changes, every argument between the kids that she settles, every soothing word is an act of chesed. So she's filled with mitzvahs all day long. And it's even more because the children usually don't appreciate what their mothers do for them. This is the true chesed shel emes. You're giving a kindness that's without expecting return. Now, hopefully, over time, when the kids get older, they'll have a karas hatoiv, and they will shine it back on their mother. But this is a real high level of chesed. So this is also true when you're engaged in acts that are normally mundane or boring. The husband has to take out the garbage or do some shopping for his wife that he asked her to do or pick up the cleaners. These things are all chassadim. They're mitzvahs. And the mother, a Jewish mother, is building up the Jewish people. She's teaching her children to do mitzvahs. She's involved in chesed. And it takes effort to think along those lines. But it's worthwhile making that effort because then you get to the truth that everything you do is meaningful. She could listen to Torah tapes or whatever, listen to shiurim while she's working on something or washing the dishes, listening to shiur. She can invite someone over while she takes care of her house and so on. She focuses on the positive ways to increase her spiritual elevation. And that will help a person not wallow in self-pity. Some rabbeim also, to be honest, feel frustrated that on one hand, they feel a sipek ha-nefesh, they're rabbeim, for younger grades, mishnayis, chumash, first to sixth grade. and they feel they're busting with their potential. I have so much to learn, and this is holding me back. And it's way more geschmack to teach, let's say, older classes where you're mechadish chedushim and you're giving up. But the truth be told, and Rav Pam used to talk about this a lot to his Talmidim, that this is kodesh hakadoshim, what you're doing. And part of being a gadol b'Yisrael is giving up your personal ritzinus for the sake of Klal Yisrael and for the sake of Chesed. Rav Pam himself, it's well known, he was learning Yoyman V'Layla. He did not want to go into Klal work because he was his thing. He was in the Kaisli Yeshiva learning and davening, whatever it is. There was a certain point where I forgot which gadol was Nifter, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky basically called him up and said that you need to get involved in the Mayetzes Gedolei Yisrael and this and whatever it is. And Rav Pam was explaining that, you know, who am I, and I'm basically in the Kaisli Beis Medrash. It'll affect the way I teach Talmidim, whatever it is. And then he heard a click at the end of the phone, and his Talmidim, I think Rabbi Reisman mentioned this, that Rav Pam related to him this, and Rav Yaakov hung up on him, and he did this on purpose. He knew that this is the way to impress upon him that he has to do this. So Rav Pam said, I had no choice. And in the beginning, this is all public. There was a recent thing on Rav Pam, I think it came out Tisha B'Av, that talks about this. So it's all public what I'm saying. It's not something personal. It was told Barabim. But he said in the beginning, it was very, very hard for him because he didn't have time to learn as he was used to. He was so used to learning and davening and being totally in the Olam HaTorah, and now he had to be involved in the klal work, and it was difficult in the beginning. It took a while to adjust, and then later he was at peace with it, and he realized that if Hashem, this is clearly what Hashem wants me to do, so this is how I'm going to serve Hashem. This is what Hashem wants me to do. And through this, over time, he came up with this need, you know, to teach Russian immigrants in Eretz Yisrael and create this foundation, Shuvu, open up schools, unbelievable accomplishments that Rav Pam did that created so many Bali Tshuva, so many families that are Shomer Torah Mitzvos now that wouldn't have happened if he wouldn't have gotten into this klal work that Rabbi Yaakov sort of pushed him in. So this is the idea, just to sometimes understand when one's frustrated at their, you know, growth level or whatever it is, to realize that in some situations they're forced upon you, but it's a chesed. Now, Rav Wolbo says about marriage the same idea. You know, don't look at life situations like it's forced on you. Some people look at marriage that way. I can't stand being alone anymore, so I might as well get married. And they try to get a job because they're forced to have financial pressures. That's a passive way of living that lacks vitality. The Torah view is that every occurrence is opportunity for growth. Every life experience can be elevated. Every aspect of our lives can be utilized to be creative and to grow. And that is really the idea behind this all. This is the idea of, you can have a joy of mitzvahs in the routine way, and the routine is not routine anymore. Every single aspect is special and unique. You say Kriya Shema L'Amita, you thank Hashem and go to sleep. That's a significant, significant aspect in your life. A person is important because of the simple, basic things he does. He is married, he's already important. He has room for growth. He has children, he's important. He keeps Torah mitzvahs, he's important. He's Shomer Shabbos, he's important. A mother, every mother taking care of their children, extremely important. Every father investing kayach in their children, extremely important. Don't underestimate the mundane in your life. The mundane is very, very special. That's where the real growth is. If you look really in tzaddikim and a lot of what they do and a lot of the things that Hashem values, is not always the great grand things that they do, although that is also extremely special, but it's the day in and day out chassadim and mitzvahs that they do. Bracha and hatzlacha.